Shalom, this is Rabbeinu Deborah Brandt, and this is day 15 and 40 days in the shelter of the Most High. Again, we're looking at who we are in Messiah. Do you know who you are? Colossians 1:13 declares that we've been delivered out of the power of darkness and translated into Elohim's kingdom. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness, again, and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Key word, translated or transferred, starting with the phrase, the kingdom of his dear Son, Shaul draws an exalted and multifaceted portrait of Yeshua the Messiah, in many ways comparable with the description of God found in the Jewish hymn, Adam Olam, attributed to the 11th century poet Shlomo Ibn Gvoral and sung to any of 1,500 melodies in most synagogue services and also messianic services. So I just want to read the words to you. He is Lord of the universe who reigned before anything had been created. At the time when everything was made by his will, already then he was acknowledged as king. And after everything has ceased to be, he alone, awesome, will still rule. He who was, is, and will be, glorious forever. He is one, there is no other, to compare with him, to place beside him. Without beginning, without end, power and dominion are his. And he is my God, my Redeemer lives. The rock of my suffering in time of trouble, a banner guiding my way, a retreat when I flee, the portion in my cup on the day I call. Into his hands I commit my spirit, when I sleep and when I wake, and if my spirit, then also my body when I die. Adonai is mine, and I will not fear. The above hymn moves from God as transcendent, an eternal creator and ruler, to God as personal guide and protector. The present passage moves from Yeshua as eternal creator and ruler to Yeshua as head of the messianic community and reconciler of persons. The word transferred in the Greek, methistanol, means to transpose, transfer, remove from one place to another, of change of situation or place, to remove from the office of a steward or to depart from life, to die. The word kingdom refers to a change of kingdoms, is indicated in this verse. Hence, God's kingdom is in the present, no less than in heaven. See Luke 6:20. We've been taken out of the kingdom of darkness, which is HaSatan's rule, and transferred to the kingdom of Yahweh, to his rule. So whosoever kingdom you are under, that is the one you serve. We are no longer under Satan's rule, but we are under the rule of Yahweh. Number 6, we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Note this is not saying you are free from obeying Torah. It is saying you are free from the curses that came because you did not keep the Torah. But now the Torah has been written in your heart so that you will do and obey. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19, you know that you were redeemed from the futile way of life handed down from your ancestors, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood like that of a lamb without defect or spot, the blood of Messiah. Galatians 3:13 and 14, again, these are Tree of Life version. Messiah liberated us from the Torah's curse, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, in order that through Messiah Yeshua, the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so we might receive the promise of the Ruach through trusting faith. Again, this scripture is often misunderstood as saying that the Torah is a curse, and that's not what it's saying. It's saying we've been redeemed from the curses that come from disobeying God's Torah, his teachings and instructions. This is a quote, a commentary from the Jewish New Testament commentary, David Stern. The worthless life, way of life, which your fathers passed on to you. This is neither pagan idolatry nor the Mosaic law set forth in the Tanakh. but the perversion of the Torah into an oppressive, legalistic way of life, which your fathers, again, handed down. And what it's referring to are rabbinical rulings that created fences around the Torah so that it became too hard for anyone to keep. Again, they were additional traditions and teachings that were passed down. Peter's not referring to or kepha the Torah, but referring to, again, additional rulings, rabbinical rulings of the rabbis. Kepha is repeating what he said to the legalizers at the Jerusalem Council, which we see in Acts 15. Why are you putting God to the test now by placing a yoke on the neck of the Talmudim, which neither our fathers nor we have had the strength to bear? Again, referring to the yoke, additional rabbinical commands and rulings on how to keep the Torah. And they were trying to put that on the new non-Jewish believers that were coming in, who, again, weren't brought up in Judaism. So adding on these additional yokes would have been too hard for them. Not saying that they weren't to keep the written Torah, but again, he's referring to the additional yokes or rulings. Curse of the law refers to the penalty of not obeying Torah. Sin causes the curses, not obedience to Torah. Obedience brings the blessings. But those who are not legalists, those who do have trust, are not under the curse, because the Messiah redeemed us who trust in Him and in God from the curse pronounced in the Torah at Deuteronomy 27-28. How? By becoming cursed on our behalf in our place. This He did by His own choice, out of His love for us, that God's justice is consistent with Messiah's atoning vicariously for our sins through undergoing death and being cursed, is not proved in this particular passage, but we will look at the passage that do refer to it towards the end of this devotional. What is proved by citing Deuteronomy 21, 22, 23 at the end of verse 13 is that the Messiah's being crucified implied His becoming cursed. The idea that Messiah can be cursed contradicts some traditional Jewish notions about the Messiah, but not all. For the curses prescribed in Deuteronomy 28, 15-68 are physical and emotional sufferings, not spiritual, and certainly not eternal removal from God's presence. The idea of a Messiah who suffers in sympathy and in company with the people of Israel is well known in Judaism. The Tanakh describes this most explicitly at Isaiah 53, which clearly pictures a Messiah undergoing the curse of suffering and death on behalf of others' sins. John 10:17-19. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, so that I may take it up again. No one takes it away from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. Again, this is Yeshua speaking. Romans 5:6-8. For while we were still helpless, at the right time Messiah died for the ungodly. For rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though perhaps for a good man someone might even dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Messiah died for us. 1 Peter 2:24-25. He Himself bore our sins in His body on the tree, so that we, removed from sins, might live for righteousness. By His wounds you were healed. For you, like sheep, were going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. Romans 3:25-26. God set forth Yeshua as an atonement through faith in His blood to show His righteousness in passing over sins already committed. Through God's forbearance, He demonstrates His righteousness at the present time, that He Himself is just and also the justifier of the one who puts his trust in Yeshua. Isaiah 51. Who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of Adonai revealed? For He grew up before Him like a tender shoot, like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, nor beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, one from whom people hid their faces. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our pains. Yet we esteemed him stricken and struck by God and afflicted. But he was pierced because of our transgressions, crushed because of our iniquities. The chastisement for our shalom was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray, each of us turned to his own way. So Adonai has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughter, like a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Because of oppression and judgment he was taken away. As for his generation, who considered? For he was cut off from the land of the living, from the transgression of my people. The stroke was theirs. His grave was given with the wicked, and by a rich man in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased Adonai to bruise him. He caused him to suffer. If he makes his soul a guilt offering, he will see his offering. He will prolong his days, and the will of Adonai will succeed by his hand. As a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see it and be satisfied by his knowledge. The righteous one, my servant, will make many righteous, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore I will give him a portion with the great, and he will divide the spoil with the mighty, because he poured out his soul to death, and was counted with transgressors. For he bore the sin of many, and interceded for the transgressors. Alvino Mocano, our Father, our King, we thank you for that precious gift, that precious sacrifice of Yeshua, our Messiah, who took our place. We should have been the one who died. We should be the one who is eternally separated from you. But because of your love, you made a way where there seems to be no way in Messiah. And Father, I pray if there's anybody listening, either Jewish or Gentile, that they would receive Yeshua as their Messiah and receive that redemption, that forgiveness for their sins in Yeshua's name. For surely Isaiah 53 can only be speaking about one person, and that is our Messiah, Yeshua. And I thank you, Father, for your redemption. I thank you, Father, for your reconciliation through Messiah Yeshua and for who we are now in him. In Yeshua's name, amen.